We continue our series of shiurim on Birchas Hilonis. As in our previous shiurim, we learned the words of the Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'michei levarech," if somebody delayed in making the bracha on a Birchas Hilonis, "Achas shegadol haperis," until the fruits have completely emerged, "lo yivarech oid." The Mishnah Brura in Sifkot and Dalet says that what the Shulchan Aruch means, it means that the fruit grew, that they're already edible, and that you could already make a shachiyanu on those fruit. But as long as the fruit has not come to the degree that they're edible, you could still make a Birchas Hilonis. However, the Kaf HaChaim and Sifkot and Tes disagrees. He says that you should only make the Birchas Hilonis as long as the blossoms are still on the tree. Once the blossoms are no longer on the tree, you cannot make the bracha. And he says under those circumstances, you should make the bracha without Shema Malchus. You should just say Baruch HaTorah Hashem Elokeinu, or just say Baruch Rachmana, without Shema Malchus. And therefore, it's important to make the bracha as early as possible. Combined with the fact that we discussed in previous shurim that in general, there are opinions that you could only make the bracha in Chodesh Nissan. So if we combine the opinion that only the bracha could only be made in Chodesh Nissan with the also this shita, that you could only make the bracha as long as there's still blossoms on the tree, at that point, it's the Paiskim suggests it's too late to make the bracha with Shem Malchus. Furthermore, the Mishnah Brura paskins that only on a tree that produces fruit do you make a bracha. But fruit, the trees, even if they're blossoming, but don't have that don't make fruit, don't produce fruit, you can't make a bracha. However, I did see that the Shail Satshuvas L'Horus Nosen, Chelek Hei Simen Ches, does paskin if the tree is going to give fruit, just it takes a long time until the fruit tree, until the fruit emerges, still, you can make the bracha. If a branch has been removed from a tree that produces fruit, however, obviously, once the branch is disconnected, this branch can no longer produce fruit and can no longer blossom, even though it has blossoms on fruits on it. The Tzitz Eliezer and Chelek Yudbeis Simen Chof says you can't make a bracha. On the other hand, if fruit grows hydroponically or in greenhouses, and it's a separate discussion, but it is the opinion of most Paiskim that in such a fruit you would make a bar priyetz. So since you make a bar priyetz on such a fruit, the halacha is that you can make a Birchas Hilonis. The Shaios HaTshuvos, Shevet Halevi, in Chelek Vav, at the end of Simen Nun Gimel, discusses a shaila where somebody made a mistake and made a Birchas Hilonis on a tree that doesn't produce fruit that we've been discussing. You don't make a Birchas Hilonis on such a tree. The question that was asked is, do you make a bracha? Does he have to make a bracha again? So he says that you don't make a bracha again. And he explains, not only is it because we have a rule, Suffolk brachas lahakel, and therefore when we have a question by a bracha, we don't make a bracha again. He says it's much more fundamental. And it goes back to a concept that we've been discussing over and over again in our shiurim. And that is, he says, the whole point of the Birchas Tehillonis is to give a Shevach V'Hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the blossoming of the fruit, the blossoming of the tree, is what causes us to give the Shevach V'Hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, even though one should not have made a bracha on such a fruit tree, you don't repeat the bracha if you did. Perhaps what one should do under those circumstances is that he should, when he does see a fruit tree that's blossoming, he should say the bracha without Shem HaMalchus. One of the big discussions that Paiskim discuss when it comes to the entire issue of Birchas Heilonis is, do you make Birchas Heilonis on an orla tree, or do you make Birchas Heilonis on a klayim tree? And we'll discuss each shayla separately. Because when it comes to the orla trees, we know the halacha is that the first 3 years that a tree is producing fruit, that fruit is orla, and it may not be eaten. So the question is, can one make a bracha on such a tree? On such a tree? So the Shaul Satshuvas Divrei Yaakov, Simon Gimel, explains that two reasons why on an orla tree we certainly can make a bracha. Number one, there really was no aveira done in that tree. That's the metzias. The metzias is that a tree takes that at the beginning, the halacha is that the first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat from the fruit of that tree. But there is nothing that was done wrong with that tree, and therefore we can make the bracha. Furthermore, the Paiskim say, if we go back to our Gemara, it's interesting that the lashon of the bracha that we learned, that one makes the Birchas Heilonis, is Ashabar Heilonis Taivos Lesnas Bom Bnei Adam. So it's interesting that the wording is Lesnas Bom Bnei Adam, people. It doesn't point out specifically Yisrael. So I saw in the Shaul Satshuvas Chelkas Yaakov and Chelik Erechaim Simen Nunvav, he says that since the Goyim may eat from Goyim may eat Orla, and the Bracha is Lesnas Bom Bnei Adam, that people are allowed to eat from it. So certainly they're being nana from it. Furthermore, if we remember that the Aruch HaShulchan, that the Aruch HaShulchan taught us that the reason we make the bracha is not so much because we're eating the fruit, it's just because we see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu regenerates the world every year. So that applies just as much by orla trees as by other trees. And therefore, he paskins as well that one can make a Birchas Heilonis on an orla tree. And so too that I see is the opinion of the Shaul Satshuvas Ber Moshe, Chela Gimel, Simen Mem Gimel. Furthermore, in that tshuva, the Chelkas Yaakov says that in general, we're more lenient when it comes to the issue of Orla and Chutz Laretz. So certainly in Chutz Laretz, one can make a bracha on an Orla tree, can make this bracha on Orla tree. The next question is about a klayim tree. A klayim tree, obviously, is much more of a difficult question, because a klayim tree, there an aveira was done, because we know the halacha is that one is not allowed to make klayim. So the question is, Can one make a bracha? Can one make the Berachas Ilanis on a climb tree? And there's a tshuva from the Tribune of Rav Zatzal. The Shail's a tshuva. Doiv Misharim. Chela Gimel. Simon. Hey. And he makes a very, and he has a very nice raya that you can make a bracha, you can make this bracha on a climb tree. He says, the Mishnah says in Masechet Maaseh Sheni, Perek Hay, Ilan Shel Arla, the a tree that's Arla, Mitzayim B'Tzel Charsis. They used to designate, they used to make a sign that everybody should recognize that this is an Arla tree. Shem Gamaliel Sfirle, the aim at Simon, Delatei L'Rosh of Yomis. Let the Rashi, let the person who wasn't careful to make sure what is the status of his tree, he should, so he could do it, if he doesn't care what he's eating, that's his problem. Says the Tribune Rav, if the halacha would be that are on an orla tree or on a climb tree, we're not allowed to make the Bricha Seilonis, the halacha should be that we should put up a sign on those trees to let the world know that these trees are orla trees, or climb trees. The fact that the Mishnah doesn't, and we shouldn't make a bracha, the fact that the Mishnah doesn't go out of its way to teach us this halacha is clearly an indication, he says, that there is no problem with making a bracha on such a tree. And so too that I see is the opinion of the Shaul Sechuvus Michas Yitzchak, Chela Gimel, Simen Chav Hei. On the other hand, Rabbi Avadi Yosef and the Shaul Sechuvus Yabia Omer, Chelik Hey Simon Chof, has a long discussion about orla trees, and particularly discusses climb trees. And although at the beginning he brings many rayas to why one would be allowed to make a bracha, the bracha on such a tree, and he tries to differentiate between between the bracha of Shachyonu, which he says one may not make on such a tree, versus the bracha Seilonis. And again, we have to repeat, the reason is because when we're making the bracha on the bracha Seilonis, as the Aruch HaShulchan said, we're not making the bracha specifically on the fruit, that therefore we would have an issue that if the fruit were created by doing an aveira, how could we make a bracha on such a fruit? Rather, the bracha is being made on the bria, on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, that he does in the world, that he recreates all of this in the world. And if that's the case, so therefore the fact that an aveira was or wasn't done in the creation of the fruit becomes somewhat immaterial. And that's why, and the Poskim make this point, the Poskim say that a Berachas Heilonis is a very interesting bracha, because certainly by thunder and lightning, every time there's lightning, we make a bracha. And even by the Berachas Hari'iyah, that when we see mountains or we see Ari Yisrael B'chubaran, that there are various brachas that are made. The interesting thing is, with all of those brachas are only made, what are made within 30 days. By the Berachas Heilonis, we're learning, interestingly, that the Berachas Heilonis are made once a year. No matter what, they're not made more than once a year. Which seems to teach us that it's a very different type of bracha. It's a bracha that's made as a shvach v'hidat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we can't use it as an example of any other bracha, and therefore perhaps even a fruit that's klayim, and orla, we can make the bracha. At the end, he says, Sheval tas odif, and if one should perhaps avoid making a bracha on such a tree. However, it is quite clear from the Paiskim that that's only in a situation, and Rav Avadya Yosef discusses this quite extensively in his tshuva over there, that it's only in a situation where we know for sure that this is a climbing tree. But in a situation where we have a tree, and we don't know if it's a climbing tree or it's not a climbing tree, there the halacha is that the Paiskim say, since there's good reason, as we've been explaining, that you can make a bracha anyway on a climb and an arla tree. In a suffix, we certainly could be makel. Furthermore, the Paiskim, when they speak about climb, and this is brought down in the Shas of Tshuvas van Hoggis, Chelik Aleph, Simakov Kuf Tzadik Beis, there's two ways of doing climb. One is if you took the branch of one tree and grafted it into another tree. That type of climb is certainly a climb d'oraisa, and maybe one shouldn't make a birchas hilonis on such a tree. And on the other hand, the other way of doing climb is by taking seeds and plant of different types of trees and planting them in the ground. That type of climb, A, is less of a shiloh and is certainly much less noticeable. So the Paiskim say that type of climb we could be more lenient, and everybody would agree that in that type of climb tree one can make birchas hilonis. The halacha is, and we've discussed this previously, the l'chatchila, one should make the birchas hilonis the first time he sees the tree, but obviously only if there's already blossoms on the tree. However, the Mishnah Berurah paskins in Sif Katan Hay that if somebody did not make the bracha the first time he saw it, then he could still make the bracha on different times that he saw it. As we conclude the series of shiurim on Birchas Hilonis, just to summarize, what is the l'chatchila way of making the bracha, and what is acceptable b'diavad? L'chatchila, one should make the bracha in Nisan. L'chatchila, one should make the bracha in the month of Nisan. The bracha should be made on trees, fruit trees that are not orla, that are not klayim, that are blossoming. The bracha l'chatchila should be made the first time you see the tree blossoming. The bracha l'chatchila should be made hayoytzei, when you go out. Certainly one should try to make the bracha not sitting inside his house and looking at the tree through a window, but he should go out. Some say he should go out to a field where there are many trees. In general, we discussed in a previous year, the l'chatchila, you should have more than one tree. As the Gemara says, the nafki ilone, loshen rabim. So you should have at least two trees. And again, because the Gemara used the word hayotze, it means you should go out to the field. And it should be l'chatchila made when there's a minyan, a v'roiv am hadras melech. However, b'di'evet, even if you didn't make the bracha in Chodesh Nissan, if you make, as long as the tree is, and the tree should not l'chatchila be an orla or a climb tree, and the tree and the bracha l'chatchila should not be made on Shabbos and Yom Tov. However, as we've discussed and brought raya's to all of these halachas in our shiurim, almost all of these halachas that we just quoted are only l'chatchila. B'di'eved, one can make the bracha
not just the Nisan, particularly if one lives in a place where there are no blossoming trees in Nisan. Certainly if somebody lives on the other side of the world where the seasons are just the opposite from our seasons. But even if someone, or even if he lives in our part of the world, but the trees blossom late, certainly such an individual can make the brachas, can make the bracha alonis later. But even if somebody lives in a place where the trees blossom in Nisan, certainly as long as it's Nisan the Tkufa, as long as it's the first month of the season of Nisan, one can make the bracha, as long as the fruit is still covered with a blossom. Once it has to be a fruit tree, if the fruit tree is no longer covered with a blossom, then you can't make the bracha, certainly not with Shema Malchus. Shabbos, the Paiskim say, l'chatchila, you shouldn't make the bracha, but b'dieved, you can make the bracha even on Shabbos, since the bracha is a birchas hashvach. It's a bracha on the tree, not specifically on the fruit. The Paiskim are not necessarily concerned that you will come to cut off the tree, and b'dieved, you can make the bracha on Shabbos. Ol and Klein, we also discussed, l'chatchila, Rav Yosef says Sheva Taisa, don't use those types of trees for the bracha. But with the Eved, certainly if you already made the bracha, as the Sheva Halevi discusses, but the Eved, it's acceptable. But even if you can't find any other tree, particularly if the way the climb was made is where it was with the seeds in the ground, you can make this bracha. As we discussed, the bracha, this bracha is a critical bracha. As I saw, the Shas Chuvas and Haggis, Simon Kuf Tzadik Aleph, says, when one makes the Birkas Hilonis, he's actually making a declaration of his Amunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person sees the world, the leaves fall off, the fruit are cut off, and then the tree regenerates, grows new fruit. A person who lives with emunah believes that this is all with the hashgacha pratis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we live with that kind of hashgacha pratis and we make the declaration on an annual basis, and particularly perhaps as we're learning our sugyas, that the month of Nisan represents the Nisan Nivra Olam, and every year we declare again that we believe that everything, that not just the creation of the world, but as the world continues, it's all done and it all is run by Hashgacha Pratis VaKadosh Baruch Hu. Making this bracha is our declaration of Amunah. And maybe that's pshat, as I mentioned in our first year, the Sifrei Kabbalah discuss that this bracha represents, that this bracha, the Sifrei Kabbalah say, represents a person recognizing that brings a tikkun to the neshamas that are no longer here. Because even the neshamas are no longer here, once the world comes to the recognition, Hashem Echad, Ushmai Echad, that is the tikkun of the entire world, and certainly will bring a tikkun to all the neshamas that are here and no longer here, that we should all recognize Hashem Melech L'Olam Voed.